Here you go, five short of this for Parshas Metzora, Shabbos Agodo, Pesach, Toshin, Pebez, and learn which Chos for Shlem of Esot, Tilbas, Ari, and Sipporo, the Sosh Chos, also Leonishas, Kamil Shab, and Asher, Shimon, as the Shem Yisbach. The first idea comes from the Tzvi, the Tzaddik, the Tzvi El Mecha, Blushev, the Blushev, a Rebbe, Zortzad, I believe it's this week as well. Says the Tzvi, the Tzaddik, Zois Toros, Zois Tia Toros, and Metzora, Beyom Taros, of Uhuva, El Akoin. This is the section of the Torah that talks about this Metzora. When he gets purified and he is brought to the Kohen. But says the Tzvilat Tzadik, what's the Lashon of Torah's HaMetzora? He says, when you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, how do you get purified from Lashon Hara? How do you get purified from all the different things that Gemara Echan tells us that we get Tzaraas from? Says the Tzvilat Tzadik by learning the Torah about it. Kasher Eim Beis HaMikdash Kayim, as a Torah's HaMetzora, Dimei HaTorah HaOiske B'Tahas HaMetzora, Heim Shei Taharu HaMetzora Menigov, Torah's HaMetzora B'Yom Taharoso. He says, you want to know how to get the biggest Tahara? The biggest Tahara is Zotoras HaMetzora. Is to learn about the Nega'im. Is to learn Meseches Nega'im. If you want to get, you want to learn about Yevamos, you get the Kedusha of Yevamos. When a person learns Torah, and specifically when you have the things that you don't have the Beis HaMikdash for, that brings you the Kedusha of that thing. As Chazal say, if you can't bring the Karbanos, then you learn about the Karbanos as if you brought them. As if you brought them. Zoyis Toras HaMetzora. I think Rav Biederman says from Rav Yitzchak Vorka, one of his last things he said on his deathbed, Rav Yitzchak Vorka told us that the greatest thing that's metara a person is a black gemara, some Torah. The Torah itself, learning Torah itself, purifies a person. So if a person can't get to Yishlaim Yer Kodesh for Pesach, if a person can't get to the mikvah before Shabbos, you know what a person should do, says Rav Yitzchak Vorka? You make sure to learn Torah. When a person learns Torah, it ultimately brings tahara, it brings purification, it cleanses us, it cleans us. Look at Rav Shechter's incredible sefer, Rav Shechter on the Parsha, incredible, he talks about what exactly is when we learn Torah. It's in the Chelek Aleph, they just came out with Chelek Beis this year. Oh, Dr. Alan Weissman Shlita, what an incredible, Baal sefer, he takes Rav Shechter's Svarim, incredible job. It says the Blushev Rebbe, and says Yitzchak Vorka, the whole Indian of Torah is that brings tahara. And the Blush of Rav specifically Torah is the Metzora, learning the Torah of the Metzora, that brings the tahara, that brings the tikkunim for Lashon Hara and for other things, the beautiful different Blush of Rebbe from Yitzchak Vorka and Sir of Shechter's essay on Parsha Metzora, Shechter on the Parsha. Moving on to Adi number two. Adi number two comes to us from Rav Shalom of Belz, the Sasharim of Belz, the next pasuk, Yitzchak Koin, Amlu Chutzamachar, Vera Koin. The Koin has to see the blemish. So we typically classically see that he has to see it. It's not that, says the Shalom Abbas. Histaklus upifnei ha-kohen o ha-tzadik v'ra ha-kohen hi shema ores ha-zorfu v'hine nirpon. Look at the rest of the pasuk. V'ra ha-kohen v'hine nirpon. Nek ha-tzaras min ha-tzarua. When the Baal Metzora sees the kohen, when he sees the tzadik is able to give tahara, able to give refuah, just seeing the someone, just being connected to someone in a spiritual way. How many times we have heard these mises of Rav Chaim, the past few weeks. I remember when I went into Rav Chaim, you felt like you're in the presence of a malach. You felt the kedusha radiating off of his face onto you. This is all this from my kedushin tells us. When you see the tzaddik, it's very important. I think Rabbi Nachman says that the stakos lefnei tzaddik leads to simcha. And the obvious chas v'shom, the opposite leads to atzus. When you look at a rosh, chas v'shom. But it says here, when you look at the coin, not the coin looks at you, but when you look at the coin, that brings refuah. And what's pshat? How do you understand this? As Rav Simon loves quoting this idea of the Baal Shem Tov, the Nefesh HaChaim. Gemara Brachas tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu says later on in Sefer Devarim, we say, "Vata Malach Hashem Lechach Ki Nira." So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu ask us? Just to fear Him. So the Gemara Brachas says, just to fear Him. What? Just to fear Him? Yeah, guy by Moshe Bin, it was a small thing. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, says the Baal Shem Tov, not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. So how was it mean just about small thing by Moshe Rabbeinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us of that. Says the Baal Shem Nefesh HaChaim, yeah. Maybe by us, it's hard. But if we connect ourselves to tzaddikim, if we connect ourselves to role models, if we connect ourselves to the past, which Pesach is all about, connecting to our past to help us with our present and our future, connecting with tzaddikim, connecting with our parents and our educators, connecting with our grandparents, that brings a link in the chain. That brings kedusha, that brings tahara, that brings the ability for a person to be able to understand who they truly are. And that brings refuah, refuah to nefesh, refuah to guf. What an incredible idea from the Baal Shem of Belz, the Baal Shem of Shechem, making sure to have proper role models, tzaddikim, teachers and role models in our lives. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Chiddush Harim. Pazik Yudad, hey, Vitziva Akon Meshachas Tzipor Ha'achas. He slaughters one bird, on clay pottery, on mayim chayim, on lively water. What's mayim chayim? What's the deeper idea says Chiddush Harim? So sometimes when it comes to tshuva, a person could be lately to atzvus for atzvus and able to make himself look like they're bad. Yes, a person has to have mayim, a person has to have anava, right? Mayim, Gemara and Tainus, Dav Zayin, refers to anava. You gotta have anava to do tshuva. But it's gotta be amayim, chayim. It's gotta be with fire. Ela yisazer bechiyas michudeshes amayim chayim. It's gotta be with fire and passion. That's why all the Svarim Kedoshim say that kibamalik l'dor kiyad al keis kol. The ultimate date to be able to beat a malik is kiyad. I think the chidus is kiyad on Yud Dalan in the 14th day. Sreifa. The sreifa, we kill a malik with the sreifa. Rabbi Huda says that you can be your chametz dafka with sreifa. It can't just be just get it. It's gotta burn it. But says the Likud say about Chiddush Harim, Amayim Chaim, yes, Amayim, it's got to be with Anova, it's got to be with Chaim. It can't be with Atzvus, with sadness or laziness. It's got to be with passion and energy. It's got to be with fire and passion. And this is exactly what he says right before Shabbos Agoda. Why is it called Shabbos Agoda? So there's a lot of answers there. You can see, look at the Torah. But it says the Shabbos Agoda, so Chiddush Harim. Why is it called Shabbos Agoda? Because it's the first Shabbos. HaShabbos HaRisho Noisen Koyach L'chol HaShabbos HaShono. There's the Inyan Shabbos HaRisho Mechodesh Nisan. There's the Inyan Shabbos HaRisho Mechodesh Nisan. You want to know why it's Shabbos HaGodol? Because it's the first Shabbos of the year. Yes, last Shabbos was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. But this is the first Shabbos of the year. It gives Shabbos, it gives the Koyach, gives the energy to the whole year. Shabbos HaGodol gives Shabbos HaGodol. It's the giver. It's the Chiyas. It gives the energy the whole year. The same way that we have to have Mayim Chaim. If they have Mayim Chaim in our lives, we do tshuva with Chiyas. Shabbos HaGodol gives Chiyas to our Shabbos for the rest of the year. As Rav Simon always likes to say, you have to go to Shabbos HaGodol Joshua. Just like the Rav has to prepare it, but you have to go to it. Shabbos HaGodol is the time to be with the Rav, the time to be with the Tzibur, the time of Achdus, of Torah, of Achdus B'Tzibur. Making sure we're one together. What an incredible idea of Amayim Chaim. To make sure Amayim, yes, to do tshuva ba'anova, but Chaim with Chiyas, with energy. Kiyarak is called, the ultimate Chiyas says, Kiyar, Yudalad is Yudalad, Dafki Yudalad, Nisan. Dafka specifically, be able to make sure to do tshuva. Said the Chiddush Harim Shabbos Agodo, because the Agodo gives off Gidelos. It's the source of the Shabbosos for the rest of the year. As Rabbi Nachman says, Ein Shem Yesh Be'em Klal. A person can never give up. The Katsu says, that the Yesh is Ein Lo is Ein Yesh is Shlomi Das. Giving up is not part of our Jewish repertoire. It's not part of our Jewish dictionary. It's not who we are. Never give up. Yes, we have to do ba'anava, but we have to do with simcha, with joy, with passion, energy. Moving on to idea number four. We're sticking with the first few psikim and rishon here. It's a tzipar achai yikach osa. It's eight heirs of sishanah salasa. It's a eizer of tavo osa. It's a tzipar achai of adam and tzipar. Hashchut ha'amayim achayim. Says Rav Yeshua of Belz. Why do you have to bring a second bird? A second bird, just bring one bird. The mitzvah, you know, he messed up. Why have to bring a second bird? Says the Shul Bells and other Svarim HaKadoshim also say this as well. When you bring one bird, yes, you use negative speech. But you know what happened? You use negative speech sometimes, but you also sometimes were quiet. You were quiet. Person's got to do tshuva for the things that they did right, that they did wrong, and you got to do right. But you also got to do things sometimes when you're quiet, when you should have, when you really should have spoken up. That tzipor chai, the bird chirps. Yeah, the Betzor is chirping. It says that a show of bells, you'll bring two birds. One bird because you should have shut your mouth when you should have. And sometimes when you closed your mouth, but you should have spoken. You have the person has to know when to speak and when to stay silent. The whole Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Arizal tells us, or Simon quotes in all the Sramakadosh, quotes that it was the Golos of Dibur. We weren't able to call out to Hashem. Once Paro died, like Yitzhak al Hashem, now we're able to dive and to scream out to the Ribono Shel Olam. But it made us so busy. The power of speech. How much of Pesach is Pesach? The Arizal tells us. Pesach is that our mouth gets to be open. Our mouth gets to be open. When to open and when to close it. We talk about this by Purim. By Purim Shvei Pichas Falsemes. Mordechai is Ishimihudi Ishimini. Ishihudi, Yehuda, Apamas, Tom, time to think. Ishimini, Binyamin, Esther, Rachel, to be quiet. Keep the Sibir quiet. To have that balance. To do tshuva. the tshuva for things we did wrong, the tshuva for things that we should have opened our mouth and we didn't. An incredible idea from Mishael of Bells, from the Arizal, the Shvila Pinchas. Moving on to idea number 5. The first 4 ideas were all from Risho, and now we go all the way to the end of the parsha. V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, v'yimosu mitumasam, v'metamam es mishkim, es mishkashini, es mishkani ha-shep esoicham. Says the Menachem Sin Zaks. We have quoted Menachem Sin Zaks, the Zaks for you, Baruch Hashem. To be careful, take it away from the Tumah, from the Zav, that it shouldn't become impurified and to be part of Klal Yisrael, to make sure not to become Tumah. Ha-Yehudi hu mishkan Hashem. Says the Menachem said that a Jew is a Mishkan Hashem. Every single one of us is a sanctuary of God. As the Kaddish Baruch says, I dwell within them, the Al Shachar Kaddish, the Shlach Kaddish, the Ishma, the Tamei Yikorim, the Kudashim, the Tamei Mishkan Hashem, Shebesoicho. The chorus is Asma Bikaravama. When someone is Matame, you're not just taking yourself from yourself. The chorus is Asma Bikaravama. You're taking yourself from Klal Yisrael. You're removing yourself from the Tzibur. You're removing yourself from Klal Yisrael. You're no longer part of Klal Yisrael. It's not just about you. But you're part of the greater Tzibur. Says when Akam Sinzaks, be so careful to have a chorus Amo Mikarev Amo. The whole Indian with Hichas Pesach. The whole Indian is one of Mo's Chitim. But why we don't? Why we said this for last week? Why Rosh Hashanah says if you look at the beginning of Hichas Pesach, it's Shein Omer Matachana, and then the Ramon Shacharit they batch together this whole Indian not saying Tachana and Mo's Chitim. What does not saying Tachana have to do with Mo's Chitim giving out charity for the poor? So Rosh Hashanah from Munster, David Weinberger Schlitz from the Jamaica States of Queens, my Rebbe, growing up in Queens, said, what's the whole reason we don't say Tachan? Because the Nisim. We say the Karmen Nasi every day. Yesterday we say Yehuda, today we say Yisachar. Today, the first 12 days of Nisa, we brought the Karbanos. Who were these Nisim? The Nisim took the beating. They're part of the community. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you took the beating for your brothers in Egypt. Now you can be part of the Sanhedrin. You be the Sanhedrin. You get what it's all about. You get what it means to be a Mishkan Hashem. That's what it's all about. Says Menachem Sin Zaks. That's what Pesach's all about. That's Mauschitin. Mauschitin, Natsin, Tachan is the same theme of caring and being kind and caring to each other. On Erev Yontif, on the days before Yom, to be so careful with Kas, to be so careful to be with everything with Menachas, the flights and cleaning. Everything's got to be with Simcha, with Ahava. If we want the Rabbon Hashem to take us by Ahava, we have to make sure that we come to Yontif by Ahava, with our first and foremost with ourselves, then with our families, then with our friends. It's got to be Pesach. It's got to be not a time of gullus, not a time of screaming and getting rid of chametz here, chametz there. Time of ahava, time of achdus, time of community. When a person has kasa, you lose the Mishkan Hashem. Matame, Gemara says, it's serving Avodah Zarah. Who are you serving? You're serving yourself. Today I was on a flight. Today I had to sit 3 hours. I waited for the flight. It was a little frustrating. And then what happens? Then I found out there's 3,500 other flights that got delayed. At the end of the day, to know, to remember, Rabbanu Shem wants the felt. But to connect ourselves to other Jews, to connect ourselves to the Tzibur. And when we come Tamei, we're not doing that. So the Menachem says, it's so careful to connect ourselves to the Tzibur. That's what Pesach's all about. Rosh Hashanah says, Maschit and Tachnan, what an incredible deal to read these 5 ideas. Start from the Baal Hilula, the Tzvil Tzadik, this week. He says, Zos Torah Matzora. Torah Matzora, what's like Torah Matzora? Yes, when you learn the Torah of the Matzora, you get purified. That's what Yitzhak Vorka says when a person learns Gemara, a person learns any person of Torah that purifies a person. Gemara tells us this. When a person learns certain things, especially about Karbanos, that's if you brought the Karbanos. Make sure when we learn Torah, we become purified. Shlomo Bells tells us, Varal Kohen, when the Kohen sees you, no, when you see the Kohen, you get purified. Minagma told us to be able to look at the faces of Tzadikim. Incredible, brings tremendous simcha. That's what Satan quotes, the Baal Shem Tov, the Meshachar, the Baruch Islam, and Gimel. By Moshe Benu. Yes, it was Yer Shemai, was the whole thing, but not everyone's a Moshe Benu. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Nefesh HaChaim, where Simon said, loves could love to come from the same veld, different worlds, excuse me, the Baal Shem Tov, the world of Chassidus, and the world of the Gra. When you have a role model, you have a Moshe Benu in your life, you're able to take from them, you're able to learn from them, you're able to extract from them. That's not what Pesach is all about, you're able to take from the earlier generations, able to give forward. Yes, remember, each and every one may not be their Moshe Benu. Emes Yaakov, see, Parsha Shemos, every one of us has the potential to be our own Moshe Benu. We have to have role models and teachers, the Ra, Kohen, to be able to live from, and to be able to glean from, and to see from. They'll have tremendous impact on us. Chidush Harim, Amayim Chaim, yes, Amayim, you have to do tshuva with Anova, but Chaim, it's got to be with energy, it's got to be passion and joy, not chatzos from atzos and laziness and sadness. The Chidush Harim says also Shabbos Gadol. Why is it called Shabbos Gadol? Because it's the first Shabbos of the year. It gives koich for the rest of the Shabbos. It gives koich, it gives chiyus, it gives energy to all the rest of the Shabbos of the year. The fourth idea is Rav Shaul Bells, why dafka does the Baal Metzora have to bring two birds? One for the things he said, and one for the things that he didn't say. Yes, he spoke Lashon Hara, but he also has to bring a bird for the things that he, when he should have talked, but he didn't talk. I think the Kli Yakar has a similar idea. The Arizal tells us that that's what the Pesach is all. Pesach, that our mouths are open. Finally, we're able to daven. Like only Moshe, but Paro died by Yitzhak Al Hashem. Pesach is the ability to be able to speak. They know when to speak and when not to speak. That's what Pesach is all about. The final idea, he said from Menachem Sim Zaks, it's Mishkanis, Pesachom. When the Jew gets Metame at the end of the Parsha, not only are you getting rid of the Mishkan Hashem from yourself, the Koy says, Asman Karev Alma, you're taking yourself out from the Tzibor. And isn't that what Pesach is all about? The Hilchos Pesach. Why do you only see Tetachin and the Maskitim? Why is that in the same simon? Because the reason we know Tetachin is because the Nisim. Who are the Nisim? The Nisim, the ones who took the beatings for Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They took the beatings for Klai Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you care about your fellow brethren. You care about community. You care about Klai Yisrael. Ah, you get to be the Sanhedrin. It's the same Indian Maskitim. To care for other Yidin. The Rambam says, of Samach to Bechagecha. You care. What's true Simcha? Not Simcha's Kreso. It's making sure that there's Simcha for the poor, Simcha for the Ani, Simcha for the widow, Simcha for the orphans, and be able to make sure to call those people. Maybe they don't get that all the Arab Shabbos, all the Arab Pesach phone calls, and maybe don't wait for Arab Pesach to come make all those phone calls. Be able to make sure to connect yourself to community. I look at my Rebbe, Rav Simon. Rav Simon's collecting most Chitim from like, but way before Perm already. Well, probably the day after Perm. Man, it's unbelievable the way Rav Simon connects, and then it's going on and again. Rav Simon's always thinking about others, always thinking about others. That's what it means to connect yourself to the community. To connect yourself to the Torah, to the purification, to the Tahara of our Torah learning, to understand when we to connect ourselves to Tzadikim, to our role models, we get inspired, we get infused with Kedusha, to understand as Hashem, to live our lives with passion and Avodas Hashem, with energy, with Simcha, to understand to when to speak and when not to speak, and to understand to be always part of the community, to be Klal Yisrael, as Hashem Yisbarach. Wishing everyone, Chag Kasher V'Sameach, Shkorech.